This is VOA News. Be remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The White House says U.S. intelligence officials have determined a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to further invade Ukraine, and Moscow has already pre-positioned operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the intelligence findings show Russia is also laying the groundwork through a social media disinformation campaign that frames Ukraine as an aggressor in the crisis. Psaki's charged that Russia had already dispatched operatives trained in urban warfare who could use explosives to carry out attacks of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces, blaming the acts on Ukraine if Russian President Vladimir Putin decides he wants to move forward with an invasion. Meantime, Russia strongly reaffirmed its demand that NATO doesn't expand eastward, despite the rejection of that by the military alliance amid a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that Moscow wouldn't wait indefinitely for the Western response, saying he expects the U.S. and NATO to provide a written answer next week. Lavrov described Moscow's demands for binding guarantees that NATO will not embrace Ukraine or any other ex-Soviet nations or station its forces and weapons there as essential for the progress of diplomatic efforts to defuse soaring tensions over Ukraine. He argued that NATO's deployments and drills near Russia's borders pose a security challenge that must be addressed immediately. And a tsunami wave caused by a giant underwater volcano eruption has hit the Pacific country of Tonga, and we'll have more on that throughout the day. This is VOA News. North Korea tested a railway-borne missile in its firing drillings on Friday, marking its third weapons test this month, which triggered a U.S. push for fresh sanctions against the isolated state. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it had detected what it presumed were two short-range ballistic missiles launched eastward from North Pyongan Province on the northwest coast of North Korea. The official KCNA news agency said a firing drill was held to check and judge the proficiency in the action procedures of the railway-borne regiment, which the country tested for the first time last September, designed as a potential counterstrike to any threatening forces. It was the third time North Korea has launched ballistic missiles since New Year's Day, an unusually rapid pace of weapons tests. The previous two launches involved what state media called hypersonic missiles, capable of high speeds and maneuvering after launch. The drill came just hours after Pyongyang slammed a U.S. pursuit of new U.N. sanctions over a series of recent launches as a provocation and warned of a strong reaction. The White House is pushing ahead with efforts to prod people to get COVID-19 shots after the Supreme Court put a halt to the administration's sweeping vaccinate or test plan for large employers. At a time when hospitals are being overrun with patients and record numbers of people are getting infected with the more transmissible Omicron variant, the administration's hopes states and companies will press ahead with their own vaccinate or test requirements. And President Joe Biden announced that the government's website for requesting free home tests will open next Wednesday, perhaps providing motivation for some people to seek vaccination. Boris Johnson's office has apologized to the royal family for a lockdown breaching staff parties in Downing Street on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral. They are the latest in a string of rule-breaking social events that are threatening to topple the British Prime Minister. The Daily Telegraph said Downing Street employees drank, danced, and socialized at farewell parties for two staffers on April 16th of last year. The next day, the widowed Queen Elizabeth II sat alone in the church during her husband's funeral service in order to adhere to social distancing rules. Johnson spokesman Jamie Davies said it is deeply regrettable that this took place at a time of national mourning, and number 10 has apologized to the palace. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.